I still remember my first visit to Lismore so vividly. I was driving a 2002 GTO Monaro. Of course it was red, so it went faster. I just got back from an extended trip to France and had earlier picked up my car from where it was being stored on the Gold Coast. I drove to Lismore to visit friends, and I was later shown around by a local who was helping me find a place to live in the area. It was fairly late on a weeknight in winter, so nothing was open except the 24-hour service stations. We decided to drive through the CBD to look at the shops. An unmarked police vehicle came up behind me in Molesworth Street and activated its warning lights. There were two police officers in the car who approached me. They advised I was stopped for the purpose of a random breath test and then made me stand on the footpath next to my friend while they went to make some inquiries back in their vehicle. I moved a couple of steps towards a rubbish bin after a few minutes of standing unattended. The officers jumped out of their vehicle and one called out at me not to move. It looked like he had his hand on his gun, as if he was ready to draw down on me. I immediately placed my hands on my head and walked towards him, telling him to stay calm and that I was not doing anything. As I got closer, I turned my back to him and he pushed me down on my car and body searched me. A second police vehicle then attended with the police supervisor on board. He did not get involved as he seemed contentious monitoring the situation. I thought I had left this sort of treatment in Sydney some 10 to 15 years earlier. I guess I had stepped back in time when I arrived in Lismore. I'm referring to my heritage and my appearance. Although born and bred in Australia, I've been reminded so many times over so many years by so many that I am a Wog. My Middle Eastern appearance has caused me many problems over the years, and here was another one. After being completely body searched on the street in Molesworth Street, the police officers decided to search my car. I allowed them to do so since I had nothing to hide. I regretted this as soon as I saw them going through the vehicle. They were pulling everything out, which included the boot lining. I was not driving a $5,000 POS, but a $50,000 beast with full leather interior. I never did get that boot lining back in after they ripped it out. After finding nothing illegal on me or in my vehicle, I was issued with almost $1,000 worth of fines for being unregistered and uninsured. It seems I'd forgotten that my registration had expired while I was overseas. The renewal papers were sitting on my desk in Sydney, and I had not yet made it home to see them to remind me. I never did tell the police officers the purpose of my extended trip to France or why I had forgotten about the registration, as it made me uncomfortable. Needless to say now, I was in France while my mother was dying slowly from cancer, and my mind was not on vehicle registrations. I copped that one on the chin. Join me at facebook.com/BigRobsOz, spelled BigRobsOz, or follow the Big Robs rant links on the Big Robs website at bigrobs.com.au if you would like to make a comment.